A historic speech took place this morning in the House of Representatives. Virginia Democrat Jennifer Wexton gave remarks using a voice she and her colleagues thought they'd never hear again. After a neurological disorder took away her ability to speak clearly, Wexton now enlists the help of AI to speak using her old voice. NPR congressional reporter Barbara Sprunt brings us this report.
6 days after she was sworn into the House of Representatives as part of the 2018 Blue Wave, Virginia Democrat Jennifer Wexton gave her first remarks on the House floor.
Without objection, the gentlelady from Virginia is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My district lies just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia.
And she'd go on to serve on the House Budget Committee and the powerful Appropriations Committee to secure funding for legislative priorities. In April of last year, she released a video sharing a health diagnosis.
If there's one thing that Democrats and Republicans can agree on, it's that Parkinson's disease sucks. Today, on World Parkinson's Day, I'm here to tell you that I've come to learn this firsthand.
5 months later, she announced she was diagnosed with a rare neurological disorder that would go on to take away her full mobility and voice. She would not seek re-election. She continued to work and cast votes, but spoke far less on the floor. A few months ago, she began using an assistive app in the chamber.
Last year, I was diagnosed with progressive supranuclear palsy, or PSP. It's basically Parkinson's on steroids, and I don't recommend it. It's affected my ability to speak, so I'm using a text-to-speech app to make it easier for you and our colleagues to hear and understand me.
11 Labs, a software company that creates natural-sounding speech synthesis, reached out to her office with the goal of making a voice model program for Wexton that sounded like her, not a robot. Wexton's staff sent the company more than an hour of her past floor speeches and other public appearances to create the AI model. The result? A voice that Wexton thought she'd never hear again.
I can no longer give the same kind of impassioned impromptu speeches during debates on the floor or in committee hearings. This very impressive AI recreation of my voice does the public speaking for me now.
This morning was her fourth time on the floor since she announced her PSP diagnosis.
I used to be one of those people who hated the sound of my voice. When my ads came on TV, I would cringe and change the channel. But you truly don't know what you've got till it's gone, because hearing the new AI of my old voice for the first time was music to my ears. It was the most beautiful thing I had ever heard, and I cried tears of joy.
Her colleague, fellow Virginia Democrat Don Beyer, first heard Wexton's resurrected voice about a week ago.
To have her voice back through the AI, and not just a voice, her voice, is really a wonderful thing.
Her speech today was the first time a voice cloned by AI was used on the House floor and comes as Congress itself is wrestling with how to regulate AI.
We don't like bad deepfakes, but a good deepfake, which is not really a fake, it's when you get something, the ability to hear her speak, it's just wonderful.
Wexton used her remarks to commemorate Disability Pride Month and says she has a renewed sense of determination to use her platform to help others.
I hope I can be a voice, even an AI voice, for Americans facing accessibility challenges and other disabilities, because too often people only see us for that disability, and in truth, we are so much more.
Barbara Sprunt, NPR News, The Capitol.